We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Love Is Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the host of the Love Is Podcast, Kim Sorrell. Kim, how are you? And I know we have a big group of people to interview today, and it's such a great show. Kim, take it away.
Yeah. Hi, Neil. I'm doing great. I am actually on a train. So if I move around, hopefully I won't make anybody motion sick and you won't hear the train too much. But Amtrak, all the way, baby. It's kind of nice. I am so excited about our guest. We have met Karen before, Karen Abercrombie, who is one of a kind. I have to say, Karen, I just adore you. And we have T.C. Stallings with us. And he played for the Cardinals. And between them, the two of them, they have such a passion to do what's right in the world, to help people with their faith, help people grow in their faith. And they put their faith as number one, but they are both incredible actors, writers, producers. I don't even know how many awards they have between the two of them. But thank you guys so much for being here. It's so great to see you.
I appreciate it.
And also we got Cameron Arnett with us as well. So Cameron, appreciate you stopping by as well. And then Kim, and we'll just go. It's
good. No problem.
Ask some questions. How are you?
Great to see you too. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I got on a little late. It's nice that we have the whole crowd. So you've got a new show coming out that is outstanding. I am sure that it will quickly become a fan favorite. Eleanor's Bench, Karen playing Eleanor. Karen, if you could start us out and just tell us a bit about Eleanor's Bench. I'm sure everybody's dying to hear about it.
It's a wonderful, powerful piece. Miniseries, six episodes, and it's a story about a woman who she's leaving a practice where she was at the top of her game at one of the premier law firms in Washington, D.C. Her father becomes ill, and she has to spend a lot of time in her old neighborhood. And things have changed. Things are rough. Things are tough. And just beginning to spend a lot of time there, she's seeing things that she hadn't seen or she didn't see pop in just to visit her dad. And he becomes very ill and she has to spend a lot of time over there. And she can see now. And she eventually leaves her prestigious position at this law firm and she takes a seat as a judge on the juvenile bench, you know. And so, yeah, it's powerful. The stories are powerful. And, playing the heartstrings and opening a lot of eyes for a lot of people who, will be looking in. So I'm so grateful to be a part of this and to be working with these outstanding gentlemen, outstanding beings and outstanding artists.
TC, tell us, specifically enough about the project and how impactful it has been for you.
I speak mostly to just the overall message in it, as I think it's addressed in such a way that it's interesting. I think it addresses it from a real world place mm-hmm. to where, to just knock out the elephant in the room, it's a faith-based story or whatever. And I just, the immediate thing people think is just, what's the message that I'm going to get? Who's going to preach to me? Who's going to? And I was happy to see that this just doesn't do that. It's the story does the, if you want to use the word preaching, I like to use the word teaching. And this story teaches the message in how you can apply this stuff in your life, as a Christ follower or just as a human being. I think it does a good job of that. And so I'm just impressed that it does that in a real world way. And as far as my character, I play the son in it. And for me, it was easy for me because it's something that I went through in real life. I've the Apollo character, I've done that in real life. I've had that encounter with my dad in real life. So it's just, I think people will be able to possibly in some way, shape or form with some of these characters, maybe see themselves in it and they'll be able to resonate with it that way. And when you can resonate with what you're watching, I mean, that's where the power comes from. And so I feel like they'll see that with this. So I'm excited to see that play out and see people's response to the different characters and the different things that they go through.
Yeah, well, that's incredible. And people are gonna love it and learn a lot from it. I like that too, the teaching, not preaching. That makes a whole lot of sense. Cameron, how did you become a part of this, and what does it mean to you?
Well, actually, I became part of this quite early on. We had actually shot a pilot to begin with prior to this. And so many other things happened and things changed. And when it came to this point, I got involved playing Reginald, which is the love interest of Eleanor. And he's the one that's basically in the neighborhood that has a pulse on the neighborhood and who understands what's going on right now as Eleanor is coming back. And so the fervor between them and as to what's going to happen between them and those kind of things kind of is a through line. But at the same time, mainly you're dealing with the interactions of the neighborhood, of the people, the circumstances, who they are, what they go through, and the reality of how it interrelates with every other life, whether they're in that neighborhood or not. And like TC was saying, one of the things that I appreciate about it was or is that it teaches you, shows you aspects of life that you may have not thought about, but then when you see it on the screen, you realize the similitude that it has to other lives and how it can really impact you, how you resonate with it, because really it's something that's talking about humanity as opposed to just people across the tracks.
And I think the great thing, Cameron, also is the fact that we're finally, you know, looking at certain stories in Christian-based that's going to really give the real world accounting of what's happening. Not yes. just sugar-coated, really going into some deep, strong messages, but still involving faith in it, which will cross-promote to other people that might not be Christian, that really want something like this.
Correct. Without a doubt, I think, you know, the importance of being able not to sugarcoat, to tell a true gritty story of life and human and people, and how faith is interwoven within that. But the reality is that you're just talking about life. And I think regardless of what your beliefs may be from the spiritual perspective, there's an understanding of what humans are going through and what you need to know about each and every one in the process. And I think some of it will actually rub people the right way or the wrong way. But the bottom line is that truth will be told and we'll have something to really discuss in a real way.
Absolutely. Such great things. And Karen, that's the exciting thing. You've been part of Pure Flix and other films now to see something in this series that really is bringing home. It's got to feel great for you as an actor all these years to see what's happening and how we're really intertwining, as I said before, the faith and the realness. I'm excited about what's happening and how Pure Flix is looking into these things more.
As am I. It's important. And when people tune in and they see real life, their lives played out on screen before them, they'll be pulled in, they'll be drawn in. And so I believe that when that happens, then people drop the barriers and then you can really minister through the story without hitting somebody in the head or pulling out a Bible and, you know, all of that stuff. So yeah, real life.
Fantastic. And again, it's available on Pure Flix today, June 30th. Everyone needs to go check it out. And appreciate you guys all coming by. It was a quick interview, but I appreciate it. And good luck to all of you and great work on this project, and look forward to seeing you guys again. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.